Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in the counties of our listening area in central Iowa. I am your host for today, Susan Franzen, because my co-host Paul Wearson is snowed in on his farm near Story City. So I'm going it alone. I'm very pleased, though. We are very fortunate today. We have three live guests. Two starting out are Hawk and Jeremy McIntyre. Hawk is our musician from last year. You may remember if you heard the program last year at New Year's. You heard a really lovely interview with Paul Wearson introducing Hawk as a 15-year-old professional musician. And now he's 16 and has had a whole year under his belt to develop and do interesting things and has some new songs.
Yeah. We've basically been performing and going around as far as we can reach. We've been trying to reach as far as we can out of state, and just doing a bunch of shows and having fun with it.
Well, we'll be hearing more about that. We'd like to give our listeners a little preview of what's going to be happening later in the program so they don't just turn it off when you stop playing. Okay. Well, after you play, we'll also have an interview with Craig Christensen from the Lucky Pig Grill in Ogden, where you're going to be playing on New Year's Eve. And then we will be getting a little update on the Red Friars Dance and the High Society Big Band here in Ames at the Moose Lodge. And then we'll have a really unusual road trip with Barb and Rich Parker of Nevada, who will be telling us about their road trip to the Rose Bowl. So we have everything from Ogden to Pasadena on our program. But let's get back to finding out what Hawk McIntyre has been doing for this past year. And I would like to introduce your father, Jeremy McIntyre, who is also your manager. Is that a tough job, Jeremy?
Yeah, it is. It got to balance being a father first and then manager second. And sometimes those can collide. Like, say, schoolwork has to be done first, and it can be stressful, but I don't think I would trade it for anything.
What year in school are you?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade.
Sophomore, yeah.
So you have quite a bit of high school to go.
Yep, a couple years.
And is that hard to balance with your professional gigs?
It gets hard sometimes because you'll get gigs that you have to go to, and then you have to sacrifice some homework. But you end up getting it done and powering through it.
About how many gigs do you have per month?
But this is more summertime, like you do. I think we went on six days in a row stretch, but sometimes it's like twice a week. There could be a break, weekend breaks, and things like that. During the week, it's not too bad, besides practicing new songs. He has to get those down, and we also give guitar lessons, but there's still plenty of time, and Hawk's way more interested in the music than he is in the school, so that's it's just not dragging his feet at schoolwork, so we'd have more time to do other things, plus be a kid and hang out with friends and things like that.
Well, I saw on his Vita that he'd done something with Ragby last summer, is that right?
Yeah, it was in Radcliffe, Iowa, and 110 degree weather.
Yeah, it was
weather.
Really hot.
It was pretty hot outside. But
so well, what did you do?
We played for... Originally, it was going to be 3 hours, was it?
Yeah.
But then...
It's probably a little bit over four.
Yeah, we ended up going a little over four.
But generally, what happens a lot, which is a good thing, is people book you for so long, and then he does such a good job, they want to say how much will it cost to keep going.
Yeah.
So, and that's a really good compliment.
I mean, that's a big change from last year. I remember last year you were really worried about his voice if he had more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
What we looked at is he would do those 2 hours, and then he would go home, and he'd sing for three more hours. And then I started seeing that, yeah, he can – he's singing correctly. Otherwise, if you don't, he wouldn't be able to last like that. And That was with that 5-6 day run. You know, that's a lot of hours per day, all together, and his voice never failed.
5 or 6 day run. You mean at Ragbri? Did he?
It was Ragbri. It was a town celebration. Another day, it was Eldora Firehouse.
Yeah.
Another day, it was Boone Library to raise the music program awareness and something else. Yeah, it was just back to back.
One show every day. For 6 days, pretty much.
Well, of course, Boone is your home school, home library, hometown. Do you still have a music store there?
We run lessons in the basement, but the top got closed up, and so we just run it from the downstairs.
I think people have probably been wondering why we're talking so much instead of asking you for a song.
That's easier for them than talking.
Yeah.
All right. So...
All the time that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying, oh my, oh well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I've been moving on, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Baby, you should know that my mama don't like you, she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong, but I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. When you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I've been moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Baby, you should know that my mama don't like you, she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong, but I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the time that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Well, thank you. That's a really neat song.
Thank you.
Where'd you find it?
That was by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I think he released like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I think Ed Sheeran co-wrote it. When he told me he wanted to do a Justin Bieber song, didn't think it was a good idea, but then you played it for me. I was like, that's a good song.
What's your band like? Who are you playing with?
I'm playing with Rick Sutterberg, He's 67 years old now,
mm-hmm.
and he's my drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just been going around as a duo.
Wow. So you've got a duo between a 16-year-old and a 67-year-old.
Yep.
And is that what – is he going to be playing with you on New Year's?
Yeah, he'll be playing at Lucky Pig from 9 to 1 on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, in a little while, we're going to have a call-in with Craig Christensen of the Lucky Pig.
And we love the Lucky Pig. We love the owners. It's just a great place.
Great food, too.
Yeah,
best tenderloin.
Really good food.
The best tenderloin ever.
But I bet you'd be too nervous to eat on New Year's.
We usually don't eat before we play, though.
And it's just water. He doesn't usually drink a pop, you know, just so he doesn't get gummed up and stomach problems while he's singing. So,
what other kind of things are going on with you?
We got a Facebook fan page that we've been trying to get out there on. We just post videos of new songs, and we keep up to date with our current shows that are...
Events, pictures, what's going on. It's at 800 and some likes now.
Yeah.
We're trying to...
Hawk McIntyre Music.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. So if you have Facebook, go to Hawk McIntyre Music and hit the like button. And we're working on a website the past week, trying to get the website finished. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be doing it by myself, but I'm learning.
I believe we talked last year about your original songs, and unfortunately, I guess you didn't have any that you wanted to play here in the studio, but you have written some original songs.
Yeah, we have a couple. We're working on one right now. It's not all the way finished, but it's going to be a good one. We're going to be happy to play it for the fans.
Well, do you have one more for the fans before we talk to Craig?
Yeah, I do.
Whose song is this?
This is Call Me the Breeze. I've heard John Mayer do it. That's the version.
I think Leonard Skinner
was
original, and then he likes the John Mayer version, so.
Yeah. So here it is.
They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road. They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road. I ain't got me nobody. I don't care me no load. Ain't no change in the weather. Ain't no change in me. Ain't no change in the weather. Ain't no change in me. I ain't hiding from nobody. Nobody's hiding from me. I got to keep moving on. I got that green light, baby. I got to keep moving on. I might go to California. Might go to Georgia. I don't know. Ooh, they call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road. They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road. I ain't got me nobody. I don't care if me no load. I ain't got me nobody. I don't care if me no load.
Well, that was a great one, too.
Thank you.
So come out to the Lucky Pig, New Year's Eve, 9 to 1. We plan on, throughout the time, throwing out a few T-shirts and some koozies, giving away some Hawk koozies and Hawk T-shirts.
Well, I think we may have Craig Christensen here with us. Hi, Craig. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Well, we've just been talking to Hawk and to Jeremy McIntyre, and Hawk has been playing a couple songs for us. I think, are those some of the ones you're going to be playing on New Year's?
Yeah, that'll be in the set.
Okay. 9 to 1. So that's a long time. How long ago did you have to book them?
Well, Hawk's a very popular guy, and we're fortunate to get him a few times here at the restaurant at the Lucky Pig, and we've booked him several months ago, and we always have to remember during the summertime to start thinking about the wintertime and the events going on. So we were fortunate to get him.
Well, he and his dad both had some really great things to say about the Lucky Pig. I guess he's really happy to be playing there because you have such great food, too, and you're such great people. He enjoys your pub.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. When Hawk shows up, he has a great following. It produces a great vibe in our restaurant. We have, I think we have a great staff. We take care of everybody. If you haven't been over to Lucky Pig, it's a neat pub-style family atmosphere, but also you can have a few drinks and enjoy a great, evening with music and friends and, all of that. So when he's there, it gives a really good vibe and a good feel to the whole establishment.
Well, he also mentioned the food.
Yeah, well, I appreciate him doing that. We have a great crew that produces some super dishes. Our pork tenderloin is what we're known for. We were fortunate enough to win Best in State a year ago, and we sell a tremendous amount of breaded pork tenderloin, great smoked chops, pizza, sandwiches, burgers, you name it. If you have a hankering for a lot of food and good food, I think we do a good job. I might be biased, but I think our crew produces a lot of good food.
Well, how long have you had the Lucky Pig?
Lucky Pig opened in 2011, so a little over 4 years ago. And our goal was to produce a pub restaurant style atmosphere that was friendly. It was inviting. If you were out on a motorcycle ride, just wanted to get away from Des Moines or Ames or wherever, family atmosphere, anything that you could want in a little restaurant where you could visit and talk and have a good time, we wanted that atmosphere in our small town, Ogden. And we're fortunate enough that the community and the surrounding communities have supported us over the past 4 years.
How big is Ogden?
Ogden's 2,000 people. We're just west of Ames, 20 minutes, northwest of Des Moines, 40-45, and it's really easy to find our establishment. Once you pull into Ogden, we're right underneath the water tower, right on Main Street, so you can't miss it, and it's really easy to locate.
Okay, well, there'll be some, it'll be pretty well lit up, right?
You bet. We're just right off Highway 30. So if you're coming over from Ames area or in Central Iowa, you're on Highway 30, you just go off of Highway 30 north into Ogden, and we're underneath the water tower. Main Street, small town Iowa, is not that big, so you shouldn't have any problem finding it. We have a big sign out front, well lit up.
Well, was it a little bit risky to start a pub in Ogden?
Well, I am sure some people thought it was, but we were fortunate enough that we both my wife and myself had a lot of experience, we thought, in the food industry and trying to serve good pork. I'm a pork producer, and we've done a lot of work in different restaurants, food service, and different environments, and we wanted to bring some of the good quality pork dishes to a restaurant, and we thought if we had good food, good service, and a good atmosphere, we would succeed. And we're fortunate enough that the town has supported us, but not only our town, we have a good following. A lot of good customers come from Des Moines, Ames, Fort Dodge, Carroll, so we're pulling in from about a 50-mile radius around Ogden, and we get those customers coming back time and time again. So we're fortunate that we can keep producing that good food, and we get a lot of people coming.
Well, that's a nice story to hear. We like to, on a local talk, we like to discover what keeps little small towns alive. And a restaurant or a pub is one of the key cornerstone things that helps.
I think you're right. I mean, when you look at any small town, you know, a restaurant, grocery store, gas station, convenience store. Ogden is just, I think, a neat community because we have a very good, strong school system. We have a lot of health care facilities in Ogden, pharmacy, doctor, clinics, dentist, physical therapist. We have a number of small little businesses. And when we were deciding to invest and get this business going, this restaurant, those were all the key factors that, you know, Ogden was a strong community, and we felt that this would thrive in that community. And 4 years later, I think we're still going along just good.
May you have a very successful 2016. Starting on Thursday night.
It'll be a great time, and if you haven't heard Hawk, please, please come on out. It's a great show, and he's just a tremendous talent, and I'll guarantee that you'll have a great meal, and you won't leave hungry, and you'll have a good time.
Thanks for letting us know about the Lucky Pig and what's coming up this New Year's Eve.
You bet. Thank you.
Goodbye. That was Greg Christensen. And we've been talking with Hawk McIntyre and his manager, Father Jeremy. Thanks to both of you for coming in. And now we're going to have a little music to shift the theme to our next group, the High Society Big Band. A real shift in music style, which we'll be playing for the Red Friars New Year's Eve dinner dance that we'll be hearing about in a few minutes. So let's listen to some Leapfrog. So we're fortunate to have Louis Bannett, president of Red Friars Dance Club, with us in the KHOI studio. This is KHOI Community Radio 89.1. And welcome, Louis, and thank you for coming out on this snowy day at the end of 2015. We hope you can tell us how Red Friars plans to see in 2016.
You're welcome. I'm glad to tell you about it.
Well, how old is the Red Friars Dance Club?
Well, I thought you might ask that, so I checked before I came down, and it's in its 78th year.
Wow.
Which is it's surprising for a dance club to have that longevity.
Well, I know that was started in 1937. You know why that is.
That's right. That's right.
I was going to say, it's older than any of its members, I'll bet, or most of its members.
Most of them, but we have a few that I think were living at that time, including me.
And you have usually try to have the High Society Big Band with you New Year's. Is that right?
This year, and we also had them last year. They usually play one dance a year for us because we have a number of area ballroom dance bands that play for us, and we try to rotate them through the six dances, regularly scheduled dances that we have every year.
One of the things that's interesting about to me about High Society is that it comes out of Huxley. The core is Huxley, but it has people from various other towns.
From the area, I'd say, generally, yes.
Now, is that true for your other bands?
They, in the past, have been from Iowa, although we had one band a number of years ago that came routinely from southwestern Minnesota.
So actually, the High Society is fairly unique in being really local.
Yes, that's except for one other band, Dan Hartzer's band, and he's from southeast of Ames.
So the High Society Big Band has been playing for a number of years, but they keep changing. They have, I understand, they always try to have 14 or 15 people.
So that's right.
It's a big band, and they have a new vocalist named Julie Minot. So you'll be apparently getting to hear the lyrics for some of these songs, too.
Right. I know they have had vocalists usually every year when we've had them.
Now that we've heard about the band, we need to know what's going to be happening on New Year's Eve. I believe this is going to be at the Moose Lodge on Highway 69, just north of Ada Hayden on the west side of the highway. What time is it? And what else is going on?
The New Year's dance is a special dance. It's not part of the usual series, and it's a little nicer setting. I mean, nicer meal, an all prime rib meal with hors d'oeuvres beforehand, cash bar. This dance begins at 9 on New Year's Eve.
And what time does the dinner start?
Dinner is at 8. Hors d'oeuvres at 7. So hors d'oeuvres at 7, cash bar. Dinner at 8, and dancing begins at 9.
And can people come just for the dancing?
Yes, they can. And for anyone who has not reserved a place for the meal, it would have to be just for the dance alone because the preparation for the meal requires a reservation beforehand. So the dance begins at 9 for anyone who's interested, couples that are interested, and the attire is relatively formal, with suit and tie for men and evening attire for women.
Now, you said that you had to have reservations for the meal, but you don't have to have reservations for the dancing.
You do not. That's correct.
And you mentioned couples. Now, is it only for couples? How is that?
Well, the dance club is for couples. If a person, a single person, wanted to go to the New Year's Eve dance, that person would have to rely on someone, I suppose, wishing to dance with him or her. So it's really for couples.
What about people who just like the music?
Anyone who likes the music could certainly come in for that alone. That's true. Champagne toast at midnight or 11 o'clock, whichever time zone you wish to observe.
Oh, so you have two toasts then?
Well, it could be, yes.
So people have to come and find out. So, well, thank you so much. And I think we'd like to listen to a little more. I think just something to get us in the mood. While we're still in the mood, we should mention that we did a feature on the High Society Big Band last June when they played at Lake Robbins. Since we are featuring New Year's Eve events around the county, those in the western part of our listening area might be interested in the one at Lake Robbins near Woodward. This is the description from their website. New Year's Eve, Thursday, December 31st, 2015, Al Welsh Orchestra, 9-piece big band. Doors open, 7 p.m. to, and I think it's indefinite, as long as everybody's having a good time. Dance from 8:30 to 12:30. A ticket price includes everything but drinks at the bar. 7 p.m. until the sandwiches run out, they will be serving soup and sandwiches. Rest of the evening, hors d'oeuvres, and the ticket price includes hats, horns, a photo, champagne toast, memento, and a guaranteed midnight kiss. And for those who really are having a good time and stick around for a long time, a continental breakfast. Lots of fun. The Lake Robbins Ballroom is in the middle of a cornfield and might be hard to find at night if you've never been there. But the directions and ticket information are on their website, www.lakerobbins, that's LakeRobbins.com. And now, KHOI Community Radio brings you the most unusual New Year's celebration coming up for the residents of Central Iowa. Last week, Paul Wearson and I recorded a conversation with Barb and Rich Parker of Nevada, both University of Iowa alums, who were fulfilling a lifelong dream of going to the Rose Bowl to cheer for the Iowa Hawkeyes. In spite of this week's storm, they've arrived in Pasadena. Weather aside, I was surprised to learn just how difficult it was for the Parker family to get to the Rose Bowl. Here's the story they told Paul.
Well, here on our New Year's show, we're interviewing Rich and Barb Parker from Nevada, Iowa, who are going to the Rose Bowl game. And we're talking about all the great New Year's plans everyone has, both locally and from afar. And this lucky couple is going to Pasadena. So I envy them. And Barb, how did this idea start? You saw that we qualified for the Rose Bowl. Did you think immediately we're going to get tickets?
Well, we had talked about it as a family beforehand because we knew we were going somewhere. And so as soon as it came out, we had sort of committed, even with our kids, that we would go. And so as soon as we found out where we were going, we got on the computer and the phone and tried to make arrangements. It turned out to be harder than we thought because it sold out so fast.
Oh, yes. Now, Rich, are you an iClub member in this sort of thing?
We're both iClub members. We've been members, iClub members, since I graduated from law school, and Barb also graduated from Iowa with a master's degree. And we've been season ticket holders for good grief since 1974.
So I thought there was a pecking order here for eligibility, because our ticket request far exceeded the availability of tickets. So you were lucky, even in that environment, to get a ticket.
Well, we've been in the iClub and season ticket holders for a number of years, so that qualifies us for a certain number of points. And they have a point system that they use to determine how many tickets you can get and whether or not you can get tickets. And I think there were 54,000 requests and 22,000 ticket slots. And the good news is we did receive our tickets yesterday in the mail.
You did? How many tickets do you have?
We have four through the university, and then we also, in the process, when we learned we were going to the Rose Bowl, we did. I signed up for the Alumni Association to get the advance notice of the alumni tour. Not thinking quickly enough, Barb let me know that, yeah, it was the Rose Bowl, and she said, I think you ought to check, and I waited an hour, clicked onto the alumni tour website, and their tickets, their packages were all sold out within an hour.
Within an hour?
Within an hour.
Ooh. See, that's the modern computer online age. Things go now.
So then I clicked on Hawkeye Nation, which you're probably familiar with, and those tour packages were sold out. I called Barb. She goes, that can't be. What are you going to do? And so then we looked onto it and contacted another tour package, and there were slots left. And so then it was a matter of coordinating how many people were going to go. And we have three sons, all three of whom have at least one degree from the University of Iowa.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
My brother has a medical degree from the University of Iowa, and his son is a med student at the University of Iowa. So we had an immediate family grouping between our kids and my brother and his son to go. So I ultimately was successful in finding an unusual travel company out of Atlanta, Georgia, and booked nine packages for airfare and hotel. So,
well, success. You must be very happy.
We're thrilled.
In that environment. Barb, weren't you just jumping up and down?
Well, we were very excited, but it was it's a company we've never heard of, so we certainly hope that it's a real thing.
Well, I have to tell you a story. My brother was going to the University of Iowa. He was in the Hawkeye Band, and that was in the early 50s. It was, mid-50s, actually. And he was in the band, and it was such a horrendous rehearsal schedule, and it took so much time, he quit the band. And, of course, we'd had such a long drought that no one expected to go to the bowl. A year after he quit, Evashevsky took him to the Rose Bowl in
1956.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
My brother quit prematurely. And I remember that because it was just a thrill to all of us. Anyone who's a Hawkeye fan remembers the long drought we had and all the horrible lopsided scores against the Powers and the many medium teams in the Big Ten. So it was great when we went in 56 and 58. And we won both those games. In those days, the Pac-10 could not compete with the Big Ten. So we won them all, you know. Now it's switched over to where it's more lopsided for the Pac-10 in recent years. But at that time, it was just a given that the Big Ten would win the game. And Evashevsky won two of them. And Fry took us three times. So, and that was a long era from that era to the early 80s when he was coach, you know.
Oh, it was a long dry spell.
We sat through the 0-11 season with Bob Cummings as coach, and
the chosen children by Bob. So here we are, Rich and Barb and I. We're Hawkeye fans in the midst of Cyclone Country. Rich has a law firm here in Nevada, Iowa, so he's right in Cyclone Country too. And I have a story to tell too. I was putting a Hawkeye flag out on my flagpole at my farm. I'm on E18, so the traffic goes by at 60 miles an hour. This pickup truck came to a dead stop and backed up, and he rolled down the window and he said, "Wrong county." But it was all in good fun, you know. And that's what I like about the rivalry here. It's, for the most part, good-natured. And
yes, it's a good-natured rivalry. And I'm sure there are going to be lots of people in Iowa who are not Hawkeye fans who will be watching the Rose Bowl. After they got there, we also had a little bit about the rest of their trip. Let's listen to that.
Do you have side trips planned or anything outside? Or is it towards pretty much stacked up time-wise where you're kind of booked up for this thing?
I think we have arrangements to see the USS Iowa is part of our one of our destinations. We're going to be our hotel is on Huntington Beach, so we're going to be beachside. Don't think we're going to go to Disneyland. We don't have enough time. But the USS Iowa, that we're a part of the package includes a tour of the harbor, a yacht trip through the harbor and dinner on a yacht.
Oh, that's going to be painful duty.
Well, it'll be different than Iowa in the wintertime, that's for sure. And then, of course, the Hawkeye Huddle, important for all Hawkeye fans to get together. There'll be also a pep rally at the USS Iowa. So
really, that's for this. That's a good site for that rally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wanted to see that. Heard a lot about it, and Iowans were instrumental in getting the USS Iowa moored in Southern California. So that'll be fun. Obviously, the big thing is game day, and that includes the Rose Parade. We'll have grandstand seating for the Rose Parade. Something my mom always watched every. Mm-hmm. New Year's Day. It was the Rose Parade in Pasadena. I know she'd love to be there, but she's 91 and not prone to do air travel any longer. So she'll be looking for us from on the TV screen. It'll be a memorable event, a fun time. We've got it's all family. We love our children, obviously, but they're good people and fun people to be around. So we're ready to have a good time.
You have great travel companions, a great destination, a meaningful game, a great memory. Doesn't come any better than that for Barb and Rich Parker, headed for the Rose Bowl from Nevada, Iowa. And I wish you Godspeed, a Hawkeye victory, and all the good things to come in the new year of 2016.
And speaking of celebrating the new year 2016 in central Iowa, if you are in Madrid, you can go over to the Flat Tire Lounge at 11 o'clock, which is earlier than they usually open on a Friday, and watch the Rose Bowl Parade. As they are celebrating also, and I don't know how many Hawkeye fans there are over in Madrid, but a parade is always good to watch, and a good football game is too. So, and you can root for Iowa. Since we have a few minutes left, I would like to add a little story that Paul told when we were in our conversation with the Parkers. It's of a New Year's past when the Hawkeyes went to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. And here's Paul's story.
And see, since my brother lives in Atlanta, I was able to follow the Hawkeyes when they went to the Peach Bowl on various occasions.
Yes.
And he took us to a place in downtown Atlanta. It's all Hawkeye. Oh, Hawkeye, it's a bar.
How fun.
And they sell Hawkeye. It was like you were transplanted to Iowa. And this, it wasn't for the Peach Bowl. It's a year-round place where Iowans go. Oh. And I couldn't believe it existed in downtown Atlanta. And then we were there a week beforehand because we were there for Christmas. So we went to a party at the Marriott. And South Carolina was our opponent. They were on the other side of the mezzanine. And we were on the other side. Nobody came to the party. It was a week before the game. So there weren't a lot of Iowans in town. So at the party was the Hawkeye football team, Jim Zabel, and Heidi Soliday from KCCI,
sure.
My dad, my brother, and I. So my dad and my brother and I spent the whole evening with Hayden and Shirley Fry talking.
I'm so jealous.
And all the Hawkeye, you know, Dave Hudson and all the quarterback at that time. I have a long conversation with Marv Cook, and it was just like a private party. But then the Hawkeyes came to Atlanta, and I was watching the news coverage. And at that time, we had blue license plates, you know, from Iowa. And the news commentator said, all downtown Atlanta is blue license plates. And they were having the Hawkeye huddle in this very commodious banquet hall. But they had to move it to the Trade Center downtown because of the number of people. And this is why we got that bowl bid, I think, because Iowa travels well. And I bet the Rose Bowl said 54,000 requests for tickets, you know.
Well, and now you have the stories from Central Iowa. And we're getting just a little sentimental about our old memories of New Year's past, so I think it's time for Auld Lang Syne. The version that I picked is to honor our barn dance friends. You can almost see them clogging as you listen. been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. I've been your host for today, Susan Franzen. I'm missing Paul Wearson, who's snowed in his farm near Story City. Our New Year's Eve show featured interviews with Jeremy and Hawk McIntyre and with Craig Christensen from the Lucky Pig Pub and Grill in Ogden, where Hawk will be performing this New Year's Eve. Then we spoke with Louis Bannett, president of Red Friars Dance Club, which will be hosting a dinner dance with High Society Big Band. Last, we heard from Barb and Rich Parker about their trip from Nevada to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. Local Talk will be rebroadcast at noon and 7 p.m. You can listen to today's Local Talk show and any our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. There you will also find information about our guests along with relevant links to today's stories. Our webmaster, Rand Carson, may be just a little busy this week. He's playing bass with Burnin' Sensations at the JC's New Year's Bash at Hilton Inn tomorrow. Local Talk was engineered by Richard Morrison. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Other music you heard was Hawk McIntyre playing Love Yourself by Justin Bieber and Call Me the Breeze by Lynyrd Skynyrd. High Society Big Band played Leapfrog, In the Mood, and Moon River from their CD, High Society Big Band. Closing our New Year's show, we had a traditional Celtic version of Auld Lang Syne by Columbia Minstrels from their CD, Auld Lang Syne Party. Hearty thanks to all of you who sent us financial donations during 2015. And we remind you, there's still another day to get your donation in before the new tax year of 2016. Just click the donate button on our website at khoifm.org. Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 515-292-2878 or contact us through our website, khoifm.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as listener and your generous contributions are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening and see you again on the radio.